Good morning. We're in the middle of talking about standing for somebody who does a mitzvah, as we saw in the Mishnah in Bikurim. It says that when people were bringing their Bikurim, their first fruits to Yerushalayim, to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, people would stand up for them, even those on the job. They were being paid, they were on the clock, they would still stand up, even though those on the clock would not stand for Talmidei Chachamim. And the concept here is, when you have a mitzvah that's being done, it's in its proper time, it's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, it's so fond upon us, we want to stand for the people who are involved in doing those mitzvahs. They are Osek B'Mitzvah, and others should stand for them. Now the Bartanur added on a couple of mitzvahs. One was those who are carrying a mei, somebody who passed away. Others should stand up because they are doing the mitzvah of chesed to the person who passed away. Also, the Bartanura added on that we stand up when people bring a baby to the bris. That is a time that we stand as well. And yet, yesterday, we went into more detail on both of those mitzvahs. And today, we're going to see, do the poskim expand this to other mitzvahs? Do we stand up for other people who are doing mitzvahs? And then, the Mirat Hashem tomorrow will have the fundamental question. The key question is this required? Is this Me'ikar Adin, that whenever somebody does a mitzvah, you have to stand up? Or is this simply a Midas Chasidus, a good thing to do? Does it apply for all mitzvahs or only for specific ones? That is a critical question that we will, Amir Tzashem, answer next time we meet, hopefully tomorrow. So when it comes to other mitzvahs, in addition to standing up for somebody doing the mitzvah Bikurim, and standing up for those who are doing chesed to somebody who is nifter, they're carrying the individual, the body, the coffin, and also standing up for those who are bringing the baby to the bris milah, how about if you have a gabbai tzedakah, somebody who's collecting money, will we stand up for that gabbai as well? So the tshuvas Yad Eliezer, Yad Eliyahu, that's Rav Eliyahu Milublin, says shenachon la'amod bifnei gabbai tzedakah b'shashagovin. He doesn't say it's required that chayav, but he says it's the proper thing to do to stand for a gabbai tzedakah when they are collecting tzedakah. Somebody who's collecting tzedakah is doing an important mitzvah. Accordingly, the proper thing would be to stand for such individuals, not necessarily during davening, but at other times. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzkal adds on as follows, that however, there are many times that when people, or not many times, but at least there are times, he does say harbe b'amim, there are many times that people are collecting, and it is not that they're collecting, walking around the pushka and collecting for 100% for an institution or the shul and the like, but in fact, they are taking a cut of it that is their parnasa. And accordingly, if they are taking a parnasa, if they're taking a portion of what they raise, then there would be no mitzvah to stand for such individuals. So that is the view of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I did see an alternative view. If they are really intending to do the mitzvah of collecting, even though they're getting a portion from it, if their main intent is to do the tzedakah, then we would stand. But in any case, the concept here, somebody is doing a mitzvah altruistically, it's not that they're doing it with the motivation of parnasa, then we would stand for such an individual. Now the Ma'ar Chaylev says as follows, that the minhag is to not stand for people who are being gabayim to collect tzedakah. The minhag is to not stand for them. And in addition, he globalizes it and says it's not only for them do we not stand, but this whole concept to stand for somebody who does a mitzvah, ein haminhag lakum, the minhag is to not be strict about this. We have some exceptions to this, specifically during a bris milah. That is because a bris milah is bringing that child into Klal Yisrael. So that is something to stand for. Or at a wedding, you stand for the chasan, chasan for the kala, the dom elamelech, dom elamalka, they're like the king and the queen, so we stand up for them. That is yishuv olam. That is starting off a couple, and the Emir Hashem, they will have children, then build Klal Yisrael. So those would be exceptions to the rule. But according to the Ma'ar Chaylev, the default is we don't have an obligation, and we are lenient where the minhag olam is to not stand for those doing a mitzvah, unless it's an exception, and at a bris and a wedding, those would be the exceptions. Okay, continuing in the view that indeed this is something to do, either it's a midas chasidus or a mitzvah or a chiyuv. So how about when somebody is collecting svarim? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzkal says, k'mochein tzarech lakum, you would be obligated, proper, obligated, tzarech means you should stand for somebody who is organizing the svarim in a yeshiva, because that person is doing chesed. I would just add on parenthetically that that is not during davening. Collecting of svarim should not be when people are davening. That is something when you're in davening, you should be focusing on the davening and not concentrating on collecting books, because that would disturb people. So if somebody is collecting svarim at other times, at proper, appropriate times, and is doing the mitzvah of chesed, then that would be an appropriate thing. Is to nachon, is we proper or even required to stand for that person doing that tremendous mitzvah. And now this is an interesting concept here, is if it's globalize that you should be standing up anytime somebody does a mitzvah. How about if somebody is simply walking by when you have talis and tefillin, you're doing a mitzvah and they walk by you, should you stand for them? So the Sefer Vayamaher Avram says that it's proper. It's proper to get up for somebody who passes by wearing talis and tefillin. Why? It should be no different from somebody who has bikurim. That's our Mishnah in bikurim, bringing the bikurim out to the base of Mikdash. It should be no different from carrying a baby who is having a mila. So we would think the same thing should apply, proper to stand up for somebody doing the mitzvah talis and tefillin. Nonetheless, the Vayamaher Avram says that the Olam is not strict about this. We are lenient. We do not stand up for somebody who is wearing talis and tefillin. And that leads to our last question of the day. How about somebody who's learning? Somebody who's osik b'Torah and you happen to walk by them. Well, if you're walking, you're already standing. But happens if they walk by you or you're sitting, you're in their general vicinity. So should you stand up for somebody who's osik b'Torah? So the Nota Behuda says as follows. This whole concept of standing up for somebody who is doing a mitzvah is when that is a specific time to do that mitzvah. And there's no makeup time, meaning chaviva mitzvah b'shata. That's what we say about bikurim. Bikurim has a specific time that it's done. And we have such fondness of a mitzvah when it is designated in a specific time. It's not like Talmud Torah that you have to do all the time, all year round, that we have an obligation of Talmud Torah. We're talking about the type of mitzvah that is limited in its time, and that's why it's so important to us. It's so chavi, so important to us to do that mitzvah in a specific time. That's why we stand for the people. But according to the Nota Behuda, it would not apply to somebody who's osek b'Torah, because that person, certainly there's a lot of love for that mitzvah, but because it's something that's incumbent upon us all the time, it's in a different category. So that is the view of the Nota Behuda. Somebody who's osik b'Torah, we would not have to stand for such an individual number. Nonetheless, there is a dissenting view of the Pnei Yoshua and the Chassam Sofer that Shegam b'Pnei osik b'Torah Shayach Kima. Even somebody who is learning, we would stand up for such an individual, because we would still say chaviva mitzvah b'shata, even though there's the mitzvah to do it all the time. But whenever Talmud Torah is done, that is going to be chaviv, that is going to be something that is special. And accordingly, they were of the view that you should stand for somebody who is osek. But Torah and Emir Tashem, we will get back to the fundamental question. We had a little bit discussion of it today. Is this really an obligation? We can understand a bris milah, as we mentioned, and a chasana, but is this really an obligation, or is this more a midas chasidus to be standing for somebody who is doing a mitzvah? Have a wonderful day.